The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Up to 25 councillors have been in contact with independent TD for Roscommon Galway Michael Fitzmaurice in relation to the setting up of a new political party to represent the interests of rural Ireland. And Michael Fitzmaurice joins us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I believe you're out in the bog on this lovely day.
We're out pretty early this morning. I nearly lost the phone.
Very good. Anyway, tell me about this political party, because you were talking a few weeks ago and you were saying you're not really the man to found and lead such a political party. So where does it stand at the moment, the whole idea?
Well, first of all, the idea, I floated it a few weeks ago, as you highlighted yourself. There has been a lot of interest. A lot of councillors have rang, basically inquiring. There's no thing. I'm not going out there saying, well, councillors are ready to be on board or anything. In fairness, their agenda and their problems in their areas was the same as my area or your area or many an area around the country in the rural areas. And what we're doing at the moment, there's different people voluntary from different backgrounds trying to put documents together, Pat, the way that we'll, you can't ask someone to be part of something unless you have something down on paper, what you believe in. Mm-hmm. And there are people from different backgrounds, be it business, be it farming, be it health, putting documents together to put out there to those people that have expressed an interest to see what they think. They might say, Michael, I'm not interested, and that's fine. But I'm a firm believer, and I've said this very clearly, Pat, that while I don't agree with what the Greens done, in fairness, they're getting their agenda through. And unless the likes of Michael Fitzmaurice and indeed councillors or other TDs, in my opinion, get together, well, then my opinion is that rural Ireland will be in trouble down the road. We see today and at the moment, and I'll be very clear on this as well, that over the last few weeks, the people that would have rang me, I'd have made it very clear that I'll have more time in July or in August, because at the moment we're fighting a battle on the nature restoration law. It is very worrying this morning when you talk about democracy. And this is part of rural Ireland that will affect it big time. When you see DPP, some of their MEPs coming out stating that a red line has been crossed and basically that they're being bullied by EU bureaucrats to vote a certain way on the nature restoration law. Yeah. And that for the next month, because we know there's a vote on the 15th of this month, we know there's another vote for the MEPs on the 14th and the 12th to the 14th, that we need to make sure that we put as much pressure as we can, because it would be detrimental to rural Ireland. And to be one of the issues that would have sparked me by saying, if this is the way it's going, we need good representation in rural Ireland. We need people that work and live in it.
Okay.
Because no point Michael Fitzmaurice talking about inner city Dublin. I know nothing about it. I'm brought up in what I would call marginal land, in peaty soil, in an area where it's the small farms. And we need to make sure that there's a future for those communities as well as every other community in Ireland.
Now, how does that translate into some sort of a common constitution that you could all agree on? Because, as you mentioned, there are so many people who live in rural Ireland, work in rural Ireland, some commute from rural Ireland into towns and cities, and they've a whole pile of different things, some of which they would all agree on, and then others, might be maybe more green in rural Ireland. Others would say, no, the green agenda is certainly not for me.
Funny thing to say, I'm always put down as being against this green agenda. What people don't realise is the Turf Cutters and Contractors Association and the National Parks Pet have worked together before ever the buzzword was rewetting in certain raised bogs, and worked with each individual farmer and worked with the community to successfully rewet about 9,000 hectares. Now, there isn't many people that talk about it can say that they were involved in that. And even though the heat castigate and the likes of me, that I'm the other side of the fence altogether. But what I don't want to see is the likes of, and in fairness, this is unanimous in rural Ireland, is under an Article 9.4, that what we call agricultural drain peatland, it's shored land that there's cattle or the sheep on. We don't want to see the likes of that being driven back into wetness for the simple reason it makes that farmer viable. But on top of that, and you can say, well, Michael, they could give him money. Yeah, they could, or give her money. But it's not alone that, Pat. It is the community that's built around it. And if we end up, like, bear in mind one thing. There are parts of this country that should be 100% of basically a townland. And if you do that, you destroy the whole fabric of where we're from.
Now, you know, they maintain that much of this re-wetting could be done on state land and therefore wouldn't impact on the farmer.
Well, I'll answer that to you very clearly. And they're correct in saying that Bournemouth will be picking up the slack on the first part of it up to 2030. And I said that. Like, this is, you know, look, at we're all being accused of scaremongering and doing this, that and the other, even including the Taoiseach. But written into that patch, and let no one in any of the three documents, now there's three documents circulating, there was one at the beginning, written into that under Article 9.4, it's very clear on what they require in agricultural drained peatland. And agricultural drained peatland isn't owned by the state. It's owned by farmers that shored the land. So let them not, you know, there's a bit of mollycoddling and a bit of sort of mixing the wires at the moment going on. That's the facts, what's written in the documents, and we have to deal with the facts and the consequences of those facts.
So, finally, Michael, we might expect, if there are any developments on this, for a new party, if it were to be formed, and to register a new party, if you've got one TD or MEP at the time of registration, you can actually register, or 300 recorded members, that's allow you to compete in all elections. I presume it'll be after, or maybe at the beginning of the next Dáil session after the summer recess, we might have news of this.
First of all, it's not a small job to go at. That's the first thing. Second of all, I won't be able to achieve it on my own because you need a lot of people to work together. Thirdly, you need commitment. And as I said in the, I don't know what they wrote in the article, but I said it to the journalist, I said, if there was to be an election in October or spring, you wouldn't be ready. You know, I'm a realist. Yeah. I'm not, and I've made it very clear as well that if there was an election in October, I wouldn't be running, because if that wasn't ready, I'm a believer that, okay, we can, but I always say it's like league football and championship. If we want to, at the moment, if we want to try and get in to where the decisions are being made, be it on the planning and be it on the transport and be it on the health and be it on agriculture and all the different issues that are affecting. And look, at it's not a complicated setup. This, no document needs to be like the Bible that big. It can be a fairly straightforward document. Rural people aren't complicated people. They're fairly straightforward. But what they don't want is what they have been whipped away from them in the name of something that is doing them an injustice. Right. And in my opinion, if people work together, this can be achieved. And if it doesn't, well, I've made it clear as well that I believe personally that rural Ireland down the road will be in trouble, because the tide is constantly at us from every angle at the moment. And I'm not saying that you'll push back the tide. I'm saying the best you could do if you did get into government was try and hold it at bay.
Michael, thank you very much for talking to us from the bog this morning. Michael Fitzmaurice, who is an independent TD for Roscommon Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.